just heard a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
Listening to WGXC ACRA, Hudson Catskill, 90.7 FM. Just remember, live your life.
Wave Farms WGXC always needs computer donations. If you have one you don't need and it's a Macintosh 2019 or newer, please email info@wgxc.org for more information. And thank you for your contribution.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Austin of Hudson, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Did you know that Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 FM has its own app? The Wave Farm Radio app, available for both iOS and Android, allows users to listen to live audio from any of the Wave Farm web streams, including WGXC 90.7 FM, Standing Wave Radio, the installations in the Wave Farm Art Park, and other partner streams. And you can also find us on the Bloomberg Connects app, where you can explore the Wave Farm Art Park installations and the Pomotsitok Wak Kulistok, an indigenous sound walk. Plan your visit and learn more about what Wave Farm has to offer at wavefarm.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, May 9th. Local early morning temperatures range from 42 degrees in Tannersville to 47 in Steventown. Pollen levels are going to be pretty low today, and you know what's in store. Flooding is very possible. It could happen suddenly. If it makes you feel any better, Michigan is under a freeze warning today. Yeah, so just keep that in mind as a couple inches of rain is dumped on your head all day long. High temperature of only 52 happens at 4 p.m. Do not get stuck in this weather. If you get soaked, these temperatures can cause hypothermia. Overnight, a bang or two of thunder may be heard and temperatures fall to 50 degrees. Saturday, the rain takes the entire day to taper off and we get a high of 64. Overnight, things finally start to dry out, and at this point, just drain. Not rain, drain like a tub. We get a low of 46. Then Sunday will be dry with a high of 68 at 4 p.m. Monday, still dry, high of 78. Sunset today will be at 7:47 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:37 a.m. Looking way up, we see G1 class magnetic storms are expected today when a fast-moving plasma wind arrives. X-class flare chances are at 5%. Plasma winds are currently at 444 kilometers per second with an average density of 5 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently solar max standard with an S2 level noise floor. There are low chances of aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 84. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We cannot let what happened in 2020, what happened here in 2024, keep happening again and again. And I will continue to fight until my fight is done, and then I will continue to defend and uphold the Constitution after that.
North Carolina Supreme Court Justice Allison Riggs says democracy has prevailed in the last uncertified election from 2024, following an unprecedented legal effort by her Republican challenger to toss more than 65,000 legally cast ballots. A federal judge has ordered the election be certified. Two recounts showed Riggs won her race by more than 700 votes. In Wisconsin, Democrats are asking their Supreme Court to throw out the state's congressional map. Just 1 month after an election gave liberals control of the court through 2028, a group of voters filed suit, claiming current district lines give Republicans an unfair advantage. But Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge Brad Schimmel, who lost that race, says Democrats are trying to game the system.
Where they fail at the ballot box when it's a legislative race, they can't get their policies through. So now their focus is, if you get the courts, now you can get the laws you want made by the courts. And that's wrong.
Although the state typically has an even partisan split, Republicans now hold 6 of 8 congressional seats there. President Donald Trump is withdrawing his nomination of interim U.S. Attorney Ed Martin for D.C. to take the job permanently. Martin's close association with a neo-Nazi and support for January 6th rioters lost him support in the Senate. Republican North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis says the Capitol riot is a red line.
If Mr. Martin were being put forth as a U.S. attorney for any district except the district where January 6th happened, the protests happened, I'd probably support him, but not in this district.
Trump has now tapped Fox host and former judge Jeanine Pirro for the job. West Virginia is the latest state to tighten voter ID rules, eliminating several non-photo forms of identification which were previously accepted, including Social Security cards or utility bills. Signing the new law, Governor Patrick Morrissey says there have been 13 documented cases of voter fraud there since 2020.
Thankfully, though, we're a law and order state, and if you commit a crime, you are going to be held accountable. And that certainly includes crimes related to our elections.
Meanwhile, Indiana election officials are facing a federal lawsuit over a new state law which prevents students from using their college IDs to vote. And C-SPAN is asking the Supreme Court to allow cameras in the courtroom next week when justices hear oral arguments on birthright citizenship. The court has consolidated 3 cases challenging a Trump bid to end the constitutional right for nearly all children born on U.S. soil. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
It's a F to the R to the double E. Yaja do like you Quincy. They shine too bright so they couldn't see. Till I became everything that I couldn't be. Bring them down to earth. Gravity, cruising through life with my bride to be. I'ma make sure we live comfortably. The legend of Fall Rock Burgundy. Get down.
Needs to get down.
Get down.
Needs to get down.
Get down. Y'all, you get down. Something get down. What? Get down.
Needs to get down.
Get down.
Needs to get down.
Get down.
Okay.
AFF Dom on the get down.
We can get down, 2024 tribe. My shorty a G, keep the blade by your thigh. Cause I'm not to be touched. Shorty built the wall around me, feeling Trump. What the f***? Pack is fat, Sherman come big body. All my brodies masked up, we the Jabberwockies. We can bust the wound, we can bust you up. All on you, just tell me what you want. Never got a front, that's Hov and Pharrell. You some funny for real, Dave Chappelle. Shorty love my vibe, that new money smell. Y'all some real spitters, family can't tell.
Get down.
It's to get down.
Get down.
It's to get down.
Get down.
It's to get down.
Y'all, you get down, something get down. What? Get down.
Get down, who you kidding? It's the get down that you feel it's the get down. Who you kidding? It's the get down that you feeling. Frequency, I'll tell you it's the frequency. Oh yeah, it's the frequency. I'll tell you it's the frequency. Yo, hey y'all, hey hi, welcome to my world. Abstract, picture, beats, drums, words, songs. Peace, I hit the gong, every culture strong. Homage to my people, paved the place for me to ball. Allen Iverson, futuristic John. It's the get down, what you want?
Frequency, frequency.
And get down, what? Get down.
It's to get down.
Get down.
It's to get down.
Get down.
Oh yeah, this the one.
FAB Dom on the get down.
Yo, it's FAB.
And
we would all talk about like the FCC. And I came with a baddie dog, yes, that's me. She gon' oversee it all, my little SEC. R-E-T, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Pardon me, but who going as hard as me? As hard as we, the artistry is in the verses now. Versatile, plus we got some R&B. I got some pop, some punk, hip-hop, the funk. Got the stuff to make your mom and your pop get drunk. I'll make them pop the trunk. Big bass in the speakers, changing up the vibe from your hat to your sneakers. This is for the ones that was claiming they don't see us. Tried to rig the game, so we raided from the bleachers. Late to the train, be ashamed if they don't reach us. Now they wanna pay us for a feature, baby. You know how we
get down.
It's to get down.
Get down.
It's to get down.
Get down.
It's to get down.
Y'all, you get down, so I can get down. What? Get down.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In August 2024, a jury convicted Mesa County, Colorado election official Tina Peters for tampering with her county's voting machines in 2020 and allowing election deniers access to them. Disregarding the breach of election integrity, President Donald Trump is now trying to set her free. Peters was found guilty on 4 felony charges and additional misdemeanors by 12 Mesa County jurors for giving unauthorized access to the county's Dominion voting systems tabulators to 2 conspiracy theory activists. Those activists were associated with MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell and election data later turned up online. While President Trump has long talked about preserving election integrity, in March he ordered the U.S. Department of Justice to investigate the Peters prosecution, which said in a court filing it was investigating abuses of the criminal justice process. Then May 5th, Trump posted on Truth Social, "Colorado must end this unjust incarceration of an innocent American. I am hereby directing the Department of Justice to help secure the release of this hostage being held in a Colorado prison by Democrats for political reasons," unquote. Because Peters was convicted in state court, Trump has no power to pardon her, but could appeal in federal court or withhold federal funding to the state. Election integrity, indeed. We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Sad song. planet. Good news.
It's time now for your good news for a good planet. A light in the desert. In the Negev Desert of Israel, the Ashalim power station is making waves with a futuristic design that looks like something out of a sci-fi movie. It's been compared to the Tower of Babel and called a lighthouse without a sea, and even deemed the Eye of Sauron. Standing at a soaring height of 260 meters and surrounded by acres of mirrors, it is recognized as one of the world's tallest solar power stations. This enormous round pole with its glowing tip is even visible from space. The facility combines solar thermal energy, photovoltaic energy, and natural gas to provide clean and sustainable power to over 120,000 homes. Covering 988 sandy acres, the power station generates a staggering 300 megawatts of clean electricity every day. By utilizing a vast array of 56,000 computer-controlled heliostats, which reflect sunlight onto the pinnacle of the massive tower, it harnesses the sun's energy to create steam that then drives turbines for power generation. This power station provides sustainable energy while boosting the local economy through job creation. Often referred to as a unique marvel of green technology, Ashalim is lighting up a greener future for a vast desert economy. And this is Mandy from GoodNewsGoodPlanet.com.
Nah. Yeah. Hello. Yeah. Know you had a bad day, baby. What you smoking? What you smoking? Always smoking. Brought some drink to pour up, since you always choking when you're smoking. Let's just smoke then. Know you had a bad day, baby. What you smoking? What you smoking? Always smoking. Brought some drink to pour up, since you always choking when you're smoking. Let's just smoke then. Just got home from work, you already rolled up. Then it's time to smoke up. Damn girl, you know what? All that body over there, come and bring it here. Baby, have no fear, gotta keep you near me. Yeah, they try to split us up, baby, grab the guts. Let's chill back and smoke, love. Then we gotta make love. Easy as 1, 2, 3, put that thing on me. All up in your seat. Then we go to sleep, girl. So high up, baby, don't come down. Trees on deck when you're around. Anybody mess with you is going down. Got the hitters on the side in case things go south. Rolling, choking, smoking. All we do is know this. Rolling, choking, smoking. All we do is do this. Rolling, choking, smoking. All we do is know this. Rolling, choking, smoking. All we do is do this. Know you had a bad day, baby. What you smoking? What you smoking? Always smoking. Brought some drink to pour up, since you always choking when you're smoking. Let's just smoke then. Know you had a bad day, baby. What you smoking? What you smoking? Always smoking. Brought some drink to pour up, since you always choking when you're smoking. Let's just smoke then.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. DOGE budget cuts to America's premier agency for national service will leave rural gaps, Julia Tilton reports.
AmeriCorps grants have been slashed by more than $400 million, including $12 million for rural areas in Colorado, managed by Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera. She says AmeriCorps volunteers in small-town schools, libraries, and food banks often go into public service as teachers or wildland firefighters.
Losing these programs isn't just a budget issue, it's a community resilience issue.
Colorado's Montezuma School-to-Farm project in Cortez depends on AmeriCorps members to teach classes and grow 6,000 pounds of food a year for the food pantry. Sorrel Redford is the project's education director.
There's like this whole trickle-down effect. You know, if we can't grow the food, we can't get it to the food bank, they won't have fresh food to give out.
I'm Julia Tilton.
The Trump administration's budget for next year cuts funding for preschool and early childcare education programs. Although the Head Start program was not named directly, it could be affected by proposed cuts. Jessica Laura leads Head Start in four rural Washington counties. She says the ways it helped her disabled child changed both of their lives.
I was a Head Start mom. My son was in Head Start. I would not be where I am today without the services that Head Start provided in our rural communities.
Dismantling Head Start would affect a million American children, nearly half of them from rural families, and close thousands of childcare and early education centers. Extreme weather like hurricanes, floods, and wildfires are becoming more destructive and put pregnant women and their unborn children at greatest risk. 2024's Hurricane Helene was the deadliest Atlantic storm in 7 years. The Daily Yonder's Sarah Malott says lower-income and rural moms were particularly vulnerable.
Some of the women that we interviewed in South Georgia didn't have a way to store breast milk. They lost food from their fridges.
Many faced diaper and formula shortages and had difficulty reaching their doctors. Malott says providers report those patients have struggled with their mental health.
The more trauma a pregnant or postpartum woman faces in an extreme weather event, the more likely she is to experience postpartum depression or anxiety.
Finally, they'll be hooting and hollering in rural California this month when the Jumping Frog Jubilee kicks off at the Calaveras County Fair. A Mark Twain short story inspired the century-old event. Human jockeys stationed behind their locally caught bullfrog are allowed to stomp, scream, and clap, but not touch their croaker. Many aim to break the record 22-foot jump set in 1986 by Rosie the Riveter. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out.
We'll be right back.
these chains.